This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says it is looking into reports about the alleged use of U.S.-provided equipment and what appears to be a raid by anti-Putin Russian volunteers Monday in Russia's Belgorod region. Russia called the incident an incursion by saboteurs deployed by Kyiv. Officials and Russian state media referred to the alleged attackers as militants and terrorists. Ukraine denied involvement in this week's Belgorod incident, calling it an act by disgruntled Russians. National Security spokesperson John Kirby said Wednesday the U.S. does not support the use of American-made equipment for attacks inside Russia. The United States and South Korea forces began their largest ever live fire exercises Thursday, simulating a full-scale attack from North Korea. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has officially entered next year's presidential election, but to face the presumptive Democratic Party nominee, Joe Biden, he will have to vanquish former President Donald Trump. The story from VOA's Steve Herman.
DeSantis was polling higher several months ago, but his popularity was hurt by his referring to the war between Ukraine and Russia as a territorial dispute, lackluster meetings with wealthy donors, and a perceived failure to connect with individual voters. Trump takes credit for transforming DeSantis from an obscure congressman into a two-term governor. Trump has already warned DeSantis, whom he tried to dissuade from running, he will relentlessly attack his foe, an approach that in 2016 helped Trump vanquish the entire Republican primary field and eventually end up at the White House. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
This is VOA News. U.S. House Republicans have passed a resolution that would overturn President Joe Biden's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans for 43 million Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The plan was halted in November after conservative opponents sued, and the Supreme Court is expected to weigh in soon after hearing arguments earlier this year. Still, the House says the president overstepped his authority in ordering the forgiveness.
The yeas are 218 and the nays are 203.
With Marjorie Taylor Greene reading the vote on a resolution that would revoke the plan, the White House was ready hours earlier.
Will Marjorie Taylor Greene, who had $183,000 of her own business loans forgiven, vote to deny debt relief?
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will veto the resolution if Congress approves it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Official estimates released Thursday reveal annual net migration to the United Kingdom reached a record high of 606,000 in 2022. The Office for National Statistics said the increase was driven by non-European Union nationals, including refugees under the British government's Ukraine visa plans and people migrating for work and education. More Americans are expected to get away for the Memorial Day weekend than last year, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
AAA is predicting that 37 million Americans will drive at least 50 miles from home for this weekend. That's an increase of more than 2 million from Memorial Day last year, but still below pre-pandemic numbers in 2019. The Transportation Security Administration expects to screen 10 million travelers between Friday and Monday. That would be a 14% increase over the holiday in 2022, and slightly more than 2019. Hotel data provider STR says the average rate for a U.S. hotel room last week was $157 a night, up from $150 in the same week last year. However, some prices are going down. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline midweek was $3.56, down from $4.60 the same time last year. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. President Joe Biden praised Tina Turner Wednesday as a once-in-a-generation talent that changed American music. She died Wednesday at the age of 83. Turner burst into the music scene in the 1960s and early 70s with her husband Ike Turner on such hits as River Deep, Mountain High, and Proud Mary. I'm Diane Roberts.